So this first piece, it is it's called Truth in Advertising, and this was a good example of what we would call, well, nowadays we're editing with computers, but what we would have called back then a razor tape. We took a call into a talk radio show, took some of the phrases, repeated them over and over again, and were able to sort of create these different meetings and tease out some different impressions of what they were talking about by how we could repeat stuff. And then the sound you hear in the background are things we made ourselves, manipulating other instruments. But this is just, you know, straight call into a talk radio show, but it's been tweaked into being something more than it actually was. And the film, we made it many years later, collaborating with a filmmaker in Columbus, Ohio, named James Towning. So this is Truth in Advertising.
This is Pennywise. Joan, you're next.
This is Sue.
Hi, Sue. How can I help?
Jim, I really have a problem with impulse buying. I never have money left for anything.
Oh, why?
Jim, I really have a buying impulse problem.
Well,
buying,
okay.
Buying anything.
Now, wait a minute. Go ahead and use some of that money to bring some happiness.
Jim, I really have a problem. Jim, I never have money left for impulse buying.
A lot of people have that problem. Take cash.
Good idea. I feel we really need to buy right away.
After all, money is only paper and metal till you put it to use.
I never have money left.
But we've already decided to buy.
Impulse.
I really think it'll help.
Good idea.
Oh, thanks. Okay, let's go to line four. This is Pennywise. I'm Jim Phillips, and your name is...
Bob.
Hi, Bob. What can I do for you?
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
Oh, this is Pennywise. Line six, you're on. And your name is...
Bob.
Caller number five, you're on the air with Pennywise. I'm Jim Phillips.
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
Yeah, let's go to line seven on Pennywise. Hi, I'm Jim Phillips.
Bob, commercials.
Yeah.
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
Oh, well, listen. I think your first responsibility is to yourself and your family.
The what?
Thanks for the call. Hello, you're on Pennywise with Jim Phillips, and you are...
Bob.
Okay, let's go to line four. This is Pennywise. I'm Jim Phillips, and your name is...
Bob.
Yeah.
Commercials.
Hello, caller.
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
And your name is...
Bob.
Hi, Bob. What can I do for you?
The what?
Go ahead.
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
You sound frustrated.
It's because I am.
Well, my kids and I, for example, love to build things with scrap lumber.
The what?
All right. Thanks for the call, Carl.
Bob.
This is Pennywise. Line six. You're on.
Bob.
Yeah, Barb.
Bob.
Go ahead.
Claims made in commercials. I get confused.
Why?
I get commercials confused.
I can imagine.
The what?
Well, many religious people follow the biblical plan of tithing. You may want to visit with your clergy about it, but of course...
The what? The what? Commercials. I get confused by all the claims.
And your name is...
Bob.
Yeah, that's a tough one. A lot of people have that problem.
The what?
Truth in Advertising.
I get confused.
Advertising, though, can be a really good source of information because of the Truth in Advertising policy.
The what?
Because of the Truth in Advertising policy. Truth in Advertising.
The what?
Truth in Advertising. Truth in Advertising. You see, the law requires advertisers to tell the truth.
The what?
The truth. The truth. To tell the truth. Truth in Advertising.
Good point.
So listen carefully to the wording of an ad.
The what?
The Truth in Advertising.
The what?
Then you have to decide if honesty goes both ways, right? After all, so this is Pennywise. You're on the air. Hi, Bob. What can I do for you?
Yeah, Jim, this is Charlie.
Okay.
I've got a moral question for you.
The what?
Now, wait a minute. Thanks for the call, Bob.
This is Charlie. I've got a moral question for you.
Well, that's a matter for your own conscience, Charlie.
I figured you'd say something like that.
All right, why don't you give it a try this year?
Okay, but they'll never catch it.
Well, thanks for calling, Charlie.
Thanks.
This is Pennywise, line six. You're on.
Yeah, Jim, this is Charlie.
We'll see if that DVD player stays in pause mode, but it might surprise us, who knows. Well, if you've heard any of our work, maybe some of you have, you'll know that we use sometimes hundreds of different sources in our recordings. Now, that one was a pretty simple one. That was just a single call into a talk show that we messed with. But how do we find all this stuff? Sometimes people want to know that. And there's really no trick to it. You have to be just kind of insane, obsessive, and just always be recording everything all the time. Just keep your eye out and your ears open for it. And always have your finger on the pause button, you know, ready to go and start recording. But I think one of the sort of secret ingredients to our work is a radio show we've been doing since 1981 that is still on the air to this day. It's called Over the Edge. And Over the Edge is a live mix cut-up radio show that would be done with anywhere from one to six of us on the air all at the same time. And each week we'll have a theme of some kind, and everyone will bring in all the material they have that relates to it. You know, of songs, cut-up tapes, they might script something out, characters got created over the years, a whole sort of parallel universe really got created doing this. And so we've done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, I guess thousands of shows over the years. Well, after the shows are over, of course we archive everything that we used in the show, all the bits. And so when we go to work on our studio recordings and videos and projects and things like that, we can dip into this archive. We now have this 26 years long collection of stuff. So you can kind of pick the best of the best of the best bits that you have. And so it's sort of an amazing resource that we kind of inadvertently created because of doing this radio show. Well, one of the themes we've done on our show quite a few times over the years is a very popular one in America, and that is the subject of guns. And at some point we decided we had enough good material that we actually wanted to make some studio project, which we called Guns, and we made a track on it which creatively enough was called Guns. And so this is a video short that was made to go along with it. Actually, it's not quite so short. It's a little longer. It's about 8 minutes long. The film was made working with a guy named Peter Neville. He's a filmmaker in Chicago. And this has got a lot more sources. The music is stuff we composed ourselves, but lots more sources we're using. And I think in this one particularly, the video adds a lot of whole other layers of subtext to what's going on with the audio. And actually, in a way, I actually like this piece better as a video than I ever did as a piece of audio. But anyway, this one's a little bit more serious, so you have to see what you think about it.
Guns.
Fetch.
Guns.
Well done.
Hey, Pa!
Guns. Guns.
The attractive target. The attractive target.
And all the roses fall.
Guns.
Talk.
It's my money.
See, in this world, there's two
Dick. You, Dick.
The difference between justice and murder.
He's coming out, Rick. He's more.
Gosh, what excitement.
Go ahead. Hold up and shoot.
I was right there listening. I just couldn't leave until I heard both the stones.
Time sure flies.
You only know how to play. How do you know how to shoot?
I got Kenny with this one bullet if you try to take his gun. So, come on, take it. If you can.
Hand it over. You'll be dead before you can draw the hammer back.
That's so.
Hey, good shooting. Very good shooting.
Where'd you get that?
Come on, boy.
If I can hold two shots,
not
once the second one.
Well, you know music. Sure. And you can count.
Well,
all the way up to two.
Drop your gun, sir. Don't do it. He killed Dahl, but we got four guns. He's only got one bullet left in that derrick.
One's better than none.
We got him.
Yes, that's true.
Count to three.
All the way up to six in my head. Maybe faster than you.
One. When I say three, draw one.
If you say two, I'll kill you.
Count to three.
I'll kill the next man who speaks.
Gosh, what exciting.
Wait a minute.
No, don't shoot again.
That wasn't Bill, that was me. Jingles, and don't break for that door again.
Stop it.
There's something downright weird about this whole thing.
Thank you.